Yes, that is the sound of the mighty North Adelaide Roosters. And Murph, we heard that a fair bit in 2018 when they won the premiership, of course. And a big part of that premiership was the man himself, one of their key forwards, Louis Hender. Louis, great to have you on Talking Sanford with Bevron Smurf.
Thank you very much for having me, gents. Good to be on.
Now, the good news is, Louis, by my records, every single person we've spoken to so far, be it player or coach, since we've been doing this for, 8 weeks now, Bevo, their team has gone on to win later that week. So the signs are good for you this week, just so you know.
Good to know. That win this week sure locks up a double chance for us, so it's a pretty important one. So I appreciate the timing, gents.
I thought you might. Now, mate, I have to ask, are you asked more about your team and your football or your hair?
No, team and football for sure.
Right, but
although it does seem to get brought up a little bit, so I must be doing something right.
This is true. Now, I noticed the opposition team supporters tend to give you a bit of a hard time. You thought maybe that if you cut your hair, then they wouldn't know who you are, or there might be, you know, sort of less rubbish thrown at you, or you kind of like that anyway.
I think it's a little bit too late for that.
Yeah,
now.
Probably. Yeah,
I think they've well and truly worked it out.
Yeah,
but I certainly cough a bit of stick about that, among other things, but that's okay.
Speaking of stick, mate, I've got a bit of dirt on you. I won't actually reveal the source, but it's a former premiership teammate of yours, and here's a couple I'm going to ask you. The first one is that you've actually been a vegan the last few years, and this particular teammate is concerned that you've lost a fair bit of weight over the years. Louis, tell us more about this one.
That is true. I'm not... I've been vegan for about 12 months, but I was vegetarian for 18 months or so before that, and I often cough a bit of stick from the boys for that being the contributing factor to me looking slightly malnourished at times. I can assure you I'm as healthy as ever and have no issues on that front.
Good to hear.
Moving on to another thing I wanted to ask you about, a bit more dirt about yourself. You've actually got pet rats at home. Where's the interest for pet rats come from, Louis?
Well, I imagine that's come from my great friend, Maxi Thring, who who often gave me a bit of stick about the pet rats. We no longer have the rats. We did have a couple for a while. We were fostering them. My partner used to work at the RSPCA, and she's a big animal lover, so we were fostering them for a while, but they didn't get on too well with our dog, so that was it. They were temporarily with us.
Now, a half-serious question. We will ask a few serious questions. I know it's hard to believe, but being a father, it obviously puts things into perspective. So when you have a bad day or night at the footy and you come home and you think, well, you know, life's not that bad after all. Is that a fair way of looking at things?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone says that, and certainly everyone said that in the months leading up to me becoming a dad. And I've only been a parent for 2 weeks, but it certainly puts things into perspective, and it very quickly shoots to the top of the most important things in your life. It's been a very enjoyable couple of weeks. I'm loving every minute of it.
And does Taylor help you out the night before a game in terms of making sure you get a good night's sleep and the baby's not too loud?
Yeah, she's great. Obviously, early on in the little one's life, there's not much I can do, unfortunately, other than help out where I can. So most of the time I'm trying to help Taylor, but she's been great, not just the night before games, obviously, but all the time. So I'm getting more than enough sleep, gents.
Well done.
Well done, mate. And congratulations to you and Taylor as well. And on a serious note, mate, that's wonderful. Moving on to the serious stuff. The season so far, you mentioned at the start that you've got a big game this week. And you're sitting second on the ladder at the moment. So if you win this week, you can obviously wrap up that double chance, which is so important going into the finals, Louis. How have you seen the season so far?
Yeah, well, obviously it started off a little bit strangely. I've never started a season in... what was it, June? So I've never started a season that late, obviously, and I don't think I'll ever start one that late ever again. So it was a bit different on that front. But now everything's run quite smoothly since we kicked off, and it's been quite normal, other than the fact that we've had no buys, which I think makes that double chance even more important. If you can get a double chance and and win that first game and give yourself a week off, I think it's going to be more important than it ever has been before.
And what about yourself, mate? You'd be happy with your year so far, I would have thought, kicking a few goals, including, of course, goal of the year last weekend. Well, we'll say it is now that you're listening to us. And I know she's trying to take mark of the year just before that, but that's another story. But for those who missed it, great goal across your body, basically, from the boundary line. Have you watched it a few times?
Yeah, I've seen the footage a couple of times. Yes. Often when you do something like that, they're the times you wish it was a TV game, have a couple more cameras there. But it is what it is. And I was helped out a little bit by the wind on the day. So that certainly helped me out. But yeah, my season's been okay. I think along with the team, we've won lots of games, obviously. But I still don't think we've really hit our straps yet. So I think if we can, we get some players back in the next couple of weeks and start to really settle our best 22, I think it'll give us a great chance of playing some even better footy than we have.
And I was actually speaking to Smurf off air as well, Louis, because you're certainly one of the best kicks at goal in the competition, and you've had, you know, a number of really good years now, and this year you're sitting third in the Ken Farmer medal with 25 goals. Has there ever been any interest from AFL clubs heading your way, mate?
My draft year there was a little bit. I don't think I was ever really a chance at that stage of my footballing life. I just wasn't ready, clearly. But none since then. And obviously, most footballers, I imagine, probably dream of playing AFL footy, and I certainly do or did as well. But that you probably don't really give it much thought as you get older. I'm a very proud SANFL footballer, and I'll continue to be that.
Good on you, mate.
Can we ask one more question before we get to the most important segment on this podcast, and that is dishing the dirt? And I don't want you to bag your old team, but is there one thing that springs to mind if I say what's maybe done better or is better about North Adelaide compared to Glenelg?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to say what's better.
Yeah, I know.
I can certainly point out the things that are different in my experience. The footy club itself is much more settled in my time at North compared to what it was at Glenelg. I don't really think that was anyone's fault at Glenelg. That was sort of just how it was. What did I have? I had four coaches in my 5 years there.
Yeah, right.
We had a number of people roll through the administration and the footy department as well. So that probably didn't help the club at the time, whereas at North we've been very, very stable since I've been there. So that's certainly one noticeable difference.
Well, Louis, it's time to have a bit of fun again. It's time to dish the dirt on your coach and teammates. And
now you say it's fun. It's fun for us to listen to. It's not always fun for the person being interviewed, but anyway.
No, I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it's fun for me too.
Good. I like your attitude.
Now, the funniest person at the club and why, if you can't think of a current player, happy for you to mention a past player.
We've got plenty of those, but Jake Walling would be the funniest person at our footy club, in my opinion. He played in the flag in 2018, and he's not playing at the moment. He's had a few concussion issues the last couple of years, so he's currently our runner in the league team.
Okay.
And I also sit next. He's number 20, so his locker's right next door to mine. So I've got a lot of time for his humour. He's a great man.
Fair enough. All right, question two. The guy at the club who you think loves the mirror the most?
Keenan Ramsey's pretty happy with his work. he's probably the loudest bloke, and when he does something good, he's the first one to tell you about it, and he'll tell you about it pretty quickly and pretty regularly.
Fair enough.
That's great. And and three words to describe your coach, Jacob Surge Surgeon.
He's very passionate. He's a little bit mental, and he's an awful speller. His grammar in general is atrocious. Every week in our three-game meeting, or our reviews, there is spelling errors galore. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to write that down. If we ever speak to him, Bevo, we're going to use that one. Player at the club or players who are most likely to watch a bit of reality TV?
Well, I think everyone watches reality TV these days, but okay. Keenan Ramsey again, he's right into that, like the Bachelor in Paradise shows and Big Brother and stuff like that. He loved those. And Harrison Wiggs right into that rubbish as well.
Don't know that Louis Hender is by the sounds of that.
well said, Louis. I agree with you. The missus watches and I can't stand it. So.
Very interesting TV, and I'm not sure it's in a good way.
Yes. And the biggest nerd at the club, mate, who would that be and why?
We don't have that many. I guess most people would probably say someone like Tommy Schwartz because he's quite reserved, but he's also really smart. So Tommy Schwartz is potentially a bit of a nerd, but that's probably just a looks thing more than anything.
Fair enough. All right, mate, before you go, just a quick look at the games this weekend and your thoughts, if you would be so kind. We'll start with, bottom taking on top, the Bloods hosting the Eagles Friday night.
I think the Eagles will win. They've played some great footy, especially over the last month. They've been super impressive. So they're the ones to beat this year, obviously. So they'll get the job done, I would imagine, this weekend.
And the Panthers hosting Norwood at Flinders Uni Stadium on Saturday. Norwood having to win this one, Louis, to keep their finals hopes alive.
Yeah, and Norwood winning looks after us a little bit in our quest for the top two. But I think South will probably win down there. They play that oval pretty well.
Glenelg hosting the Doggies at ACH Group Stadium on Saturday late in the day and after their disastrous match against the Eagles. The Tigers are obviously looking for a big win this Saturday.
Yeah, and I imagine they'll do that. I can't imagine Mark Stone and the rest of the Glenelg footy club be overly pleased with their performance last week. So they'll win comfortably, I think.
And, of course, your game against the Double Blues at Peter Motley Oval on Saturday. The Double Blues seem to lift when they're at home a lot more than sort of playing away, Louis. So, tough game for you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Typically, all the teams who have the smaller grounds seem to probably have a greater home ground advantage than some of the others. And Sturton, Ord and Glenelg, obviously, and Sturt are always very difficult to beat there, so that won't be easy, but we're confident we can get the job done.
Well, I hope for your sake and the red and white faithful's sake you can, and appreciate your time, mate. Thanks for having a chat with us, and good luck for the rest of the season.
No, I've had a great time, gents. Appreciate it.